To stay on top in business, stay on top of your technology with the new Business Desk podcast, The Business of Tech. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
NCEA. The nerves are high, and as it turns out, the memories have come flooding back for me. History is one subject being undertaken. Sadly, it doesn't appear to have changed a lot since I took it for the first time in what was then sixth form, because I'd failed school cert music in fifth form and needed a new subject. I liked and like history, but what it did for me that put me off is have an obsession about dates. We studied World War I. Now, to me, what was important about World War I was why it started, who was involved, why they were involved, what were the consequences and the ongoing effects of a world war. But what they really wanted to know in the tests were the dates. So if you had a good memory for statistics, you were right. If you didn't, you got put off. I got put off. Our 15-year-old suffering the same predicament. I note last week a new report was released in Australia where it tells us physics is being taught to the lowest number of students in over 20 years. What they're choosing is the stuff they like, the easy stuff. Of course, the lesson in education, as in life, if you like it, if you love it, everything's easy. So health and PE are the hot topics of today. I wonder why. So what's the point of education then? Is it to teach kids to learn? Is it to provide communities with the skills they need? Is it to just, you know, get pupils through school with something that resembles a pass mark? If physics or history is putting people off, is it the student's fault or is it the subject because it's not taught in a way that brings people in? See, the big worry for me in a subject like history, if I got put off and my daughter 40 years later got put off, do you think there might be an issue here? In a country where education is in crisis in terms of attendance, teacher quality and numbers and kids with skills for the modern economy, surely two generations who see the same issues, a subject that clearly hasn't evolved to any great degree, might be a clue as to where you might want to start looking for some answers.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.